League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Good news: Dodgers lose 15-11. Shohei probably won though. He might have had the Padres today. We don't know.
I'm glad Dodger fans will experience this because they couldn't let a trash can joke go, or an Astro sighting go without making a trash can joke. Now you'll know how it feels, because Everyone's going to be talking about the biggest gambler in sports.
This will be forever. You won't get away from this one either. So you can keep making your trash can jokes. That's fine. Yeah. But just know that Ohtani the gambler is here forever. And it's actually a really big story.
It's a huge story. Shohei said, though, for those of you who don't know, his interpreter was found to be giving a bookie $4.5 million. And apparently there are a couple of receipts of Shohei actually transferred the money. But Shohei says it was a massive theft by his interpreter. Shohei said, and we have to believe him, he never, ever bet on baseball. He never, ever, ever gambled. Not him. It's not
well,
him.
Actually his interpreter said it was me. I 100% did it, but I also 100% never bet on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
100% I did not do that. This massive theft thing is just so unbelievable that an interpreter could go through your account and sift money. I mean, come on now. It's just not believable. What's more believable is it's way more believable that Shohei Ohtani said, dude, what did you get yourself into? I'm in bad with some really bad people. I need help. And then Shohei saying, I'll bail you out. But then, you know, even that looks weird. Of course, that would have happened months ago, right? Months and months ago. So it wouldn't be unusual for them to be talking in a dugout and laughing and being friends. But that's way more believable that I'll bail your ass out than now pivoting and saying, oh, he stole the money from Shohei. Shohei didn't even pay the... I'm sure the Dodgers thought, this is going to look bad. If Shohei's giving money to a bookie, you know what looks worse? Saying that was the case and then pivoting and saying, oh, no, it was actually... stolen by his interpreter.
Yeah.
Come on. That's not believable at all.
Boy, they are serious, too. This woman is on, I don't know who she is. She's on talking about it. But Stephen A. and Molly, this is a serious conversation we're having here. This is some serious
stuff.
There is
no smiling or...
No.
Like, they know how to do a show without joking and making...
Do they?
Poor jokes.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at Chris Russo just screaming at the television.
But camera. Chris Russo's not on the show today. Yeah, well, Mad Dog.
Okay, so, all right, listen. Shohei, this is so unbelievable. And you know what Major League Baseball's going to do about it? Boop, boop, boop. Nothing. They are not going to lose that cash cow, Shohei Ohtani. There is zero chance. So... I'm telling you right here and now, there is zero chance Shohei Ohtani. You know what? Shohei, did you bet on baseball? No. Thank you. We apologize for taking up all your time. Bye. Thank you. Sorry to have asked you a question, Shohei. I mean, talk about this is the worst. Even if How do you explain that you transferred $500,000 a couple of times? How do you explain that?
Why is there a video of a bunch of kids fighting on your
screen? No, not kidding. They're beating up a kid who they made kiss their feet.
What?
Yeah.
This is why they're this bullying show.
Him. Look, they're making him kiss his feet, and then they're going to beat him up. I mean, it's a bad world we're living in.
There
are so many bad videos out there. Holy cow.
But if they had videoed you and the animals, would they also have some?
They wouldn't have seen anything like that.
What would you have
we
been
were on? The defenders of peace. And we were the defenders of the poor.
You were and swindlers.
The weak.
What about Odd Jobs Incorporated, your side hustle?
Swindlers.
And were you actually ever incorporated or an LLC?
No.
Did you ever file that
actually,
paperwork?
That was a lie, too. That was No, we weren't.
Would any of the things you did ever make it on CCTV Idiots?
Yeah.
Or Clown World?
Yeah. No, not Clown World, probably. CCTV Idiots, yeah. CCTV
what else?
CCTV Idiots. I don't know, but we weren't.
See, you would have been on there.
We weren't bullies like that.
Not bullies, but dumb stuff or
dumb
crazy stuff. Yeah, you would have been on some of those videos. You might have gone viral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Who was the most likely to go viral from your crew?
Probably. their names, you know.
He won't even mention names.
You can say names. You've already said Mel Murphy.
No, I'm not. No. Well, Mel Murphy got shot. Yeah. So he was a victim.
Did you try to get out of the gang and that's why you had to leave because you got jumped in or sexed in? And then you had.
Sexed in?
I don't know if John got sexed in or jumped in.
You got sexed into a gang?
I don't know. I'm not going to make an. I don't make assumptions.
Where did that come from, sexed in?
Because I saw Banging in Little Rock. You had two choices. Those white kids in Little Rock had two choices. You could either get jumped in or sexed in.
What is sexed in?
Well, the
involved?
Girls.
I don't even know what that is.
Did. Yeah, what does that involve?
I'm out on that, though. I didn't get sexed in.
Do they have
a
girl?
I know I didn't get sexed in.
Is it like sister sororities and fraternities where one of the girls in the girl gang had to have sex with a boy in the boy gang? Is that what you're saying?
I just watched the doc. You could watch a documentary, but they pulled it from HBO. They don't even have it on HBO anymore. It used to be on HBO. You can't find. Here's the two docs you can't find on HBO anymore that they actually aired. It was original content programming. Pimps Up, Post Down. No longer. You can no longer find it. I do have the DVD, however. You also can't find Banging in Little Rock 1. You can find 2, but you cannot find Banging in Little Rock 1. That one's harder to find because these white kids are so out of control and so stupid. They show them with a wire hanger giving themselves brands. But it's like high comedy for those for Gen X, though, watching that. So that didn't happen with you. But I had.
Not that I recall.
You don't remember getting sexed into
no,
your
John
gang?
I don't remember
didn't.
Getting sexed or into
in,
a gang.
Or beat into a gang.
Did you get jumped in?
Did you get jumped in?
I did get shot in the back of the head once.
With what?
But not a gun.
BB gun that I think is still lodged in there.
It'll explain some of your decision making.
What was it out of, was somebody goofing or was somebody mad at you?
No, goofing. Yeah. Here, this will be fun. Let me take a shot at him. And he did. Ow, what the?
I bet you were mad.
Yeah, I was mad. But he was older than me, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, because that's the hierarchy
that's
of
right.
your game.
That's right.
The animals.
That, otherwise, he wouldn't have shot at me. If I could beat his ass, then he wouldn't have done it. I mean, that's gang.
That's and you know what that's called? That is called...
survival of the fittest.
It's called deterrence.
Yeah.
It deters you
right.
from doing
if
that.
If you're going to get your ass
if beat, you know yeah. that something bad... And this is whenever I say, if we use tasers more for dumb people, for people who do bad stuff... I just think deterrence and bear spray, I like to bring these two things up. I think they would not do bad stuff as much.
Yeah. Where did this bear spray obsession come from?
Well, because pepper spray is one thing, but bear spray is like a bigger stream of it. And I don't know. I've seen videos. Well, first of all, I started with watching Alone, the show Alone. But then I saw videos of people spraying bear spray like at... to disperse large crowds, and I realized, ooh, this stuff is really
potent.
Which
one will hurt Jackie more?
Bear spray.
Bear spray. Then we got to go bear spray. Let's see it. Time to talk about Doc Linville. He's going to help you, not hurt you. Doc Linville, actually, the process is so easy. And I did the PRP this week, as a matter of fact. And it just keeps stimulating and stimulating the growth and stimulating. I did the three sessions. And as a matter of fact, Alicia said, you can come if you want to come back and get more. You're more than welcome to. It's all it does. I mean, it's so simple. And it just stimulates the growth of your hair. And there are all kinds of little hairs that are popping up, and it's just awesome. And I just hated being bald. I did. I hated it. And it was really thin, and I had mangy. I had big, giant holes. You can do the neo-grafting if you're balding, if you're bald, or you can do the PRP if you're balding and you want to stimulate your own growth. Both of those things. Let the doc decide which one it's going to be for you. He's awesome. The process is awesome, basically painless. He's got a three-day anesthetic now on the neo grafting that's just fantastic. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way to get hair, there's one place to go, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN, 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Just quickly, what did your kids were on spring break last week?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, play pickup basketball, stuff like that.
Of course, well, apparently they're not as innovative or... they're not as active as the Little Rascals. Have you heard about the Little Rascals?
There's two Little Rascals.
Three.
There's two Little Rascal groups. There's Little Rascals, the cartoon.
Yeah. With Alfalfa.
Where you had the little pit bull named Smiley or whatever his name was.
Right. Alfalfa.
And, you had Alfalfa. You had Buckwheat. Right. That's... Buckwheat seems entirely inappropriate.
I don't think buckwheat is can be a thing anymore.
No, I don't think you have a buck. Eddie Murphy used to do a buckwheat character on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Alfalfa, Spanky, and then you had Butch, and then you had that one girl who liked...
Yeah, not that one. The other one.
You mean the bank robbers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
11-year-old, 12-year-old, 16-year-old. They're in custody. They've been caught. Last week, during spring break, they needed something to do. So they went and robbed a Wells Fargo. Allegedly.
If you're Wells Fargo and you get robbed by preteens.
Nah, you say that, but if they're holding guns. I'm just saying, no, in a general sense, I saw a woman get carjacked. They did it on video. It's this 12-year-old who is terrorizing Chicago. It's a real, like, if you have a gun, a 12-year-old can pull a gun just as quickly as a 32-year-old can. But it does seem weird, like, man, I cannot give money to this 11-year-old. This is... Like, my ego would be like, I can't give it to you punk ass kids. You can't
tell the story you have to tell. Oh, you got robbed by who? By a guy, a group. How, 11?
Can you give us a description? What do you think what did their ages look like? I don't know, 11-ish, 12-ish?
They approached me in Heelys.
You got robbed by some punk ass kids?
Yeah, and they were in Heelys?
In Heelys.
Light up shoes?
They came in on Razor scooters.
It took my money.
Did they roll away on their shoes?
Yeah.
Escape vehicle?
To make a point to embarrass you, they rolled away.
Man, I could not. You're right. How do you get robbed by, you couldn't look yourself in the face anymore. You couldn't talk to your friends.
Well,
what happened, man?
An 11
and 12-year-old, but the 16, you just say, man, well, these juvenile-ass 16-year-olds got me with a gun. Okay. You don't want to mention 12 and 11.
Well, we don't know that there were guns involved. That hasn't come out in the story, but I don't know. But I don't care who's holding them. If a 4-year-old is holding a gun, it's dangerous.
So let me ask you, John.
So you go, okay,
you're a bank teller.
How much you want, 4-year-old?
We don't know if there's guns involved. You're a bank teller, right? You're sitting there. An 11-year-old and a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old come, and they said, give me all your money. And so you're just saying,
no.
What does John Granato do?
No. We don't know if there was a gun involved, but if there was a gun involved, right.
And if there wasn't?
Oh, if there's a gun involved. If there wasn't, then...
What are you doing? And how did they get... They actually rob it, or did they get arrested there?
No, they robbed.
They robbed. They didn't get caught until later.
They had to have
had a weapon.
They had to have had a weapon.
They had.
They couldn't
you
have
can't
been like,
just have a little kid
no,
roll
got
up on you.
No, they finger in a jacket. Do you think that fooled the teller?
Well, you want to be the one to find out?
Probably
maybe
not.
So. And especially with... You look at the teenagers who shot all those people at the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, they got straps.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
And they ain't afraid to use them.
Because they don't know better. They're just so I shoot somebody. Big deal.
Well, and right. And I'm going to be out because I'm a minor.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no. My kids have... Oh, you don't think one of my kids has said nothing would happen to young people? Nothing would ever happen to me if I ever did something because I'm a minor. Why are you saying that?
Well, how about
why'd
this?
You just say that?
What if
out
it
loud?
Was the adults that put them up to it? Because hey, don't worry, nothing's going to happen to you. Go get that money.
Yeah,
go get that bag, and don't worry, nothing's going to happen. That's a possibility too.
That is.
Hold on. 3780-3776.
Before we move on, are you guys aware of what the Killer Bees are doing?
Little Rascals.
They're putting us. They have a Killer Bees Fight Club bracket, and they're putting us in it.
Okay.
Fight Club. Oh, because it's their bracket thing.
Yeah. Do you know who you're matched up against? Have you seen this?
No.
No.
So they put me up against Clint Sterner for whatever. That seems fair. The former D1 athlete I have to fight, apparently. Yeah, people are going to pick me. They have the Lord region, the Hand region. I don't know what the Kenny Hand is. That
means? And Rich Lord.
Palillo region. I know Rich Lord is. And the Cooper region.
Yeah. Ralph Cooper. They're going with Cooper. OGs.
Okay. Would you like to see who you're matched up against?
Sure.
Granado, you're matched up against, if I'm looking at this
correctly. Let me predict. John Lopez.
Who the hell is Ben Gary?
I don't know.
Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
Zerline, if I'm looking at this correctly, Zerline, you're up against Ross Villarreal.
Oh, man, I hate that. I really like Ross is my guy. And me and Ross used to always come up with, that's ironic, because me and Ross used to always come up with odds, fight odds on hypothetical fights, and we would do it on the radio.
So you're fighting Ross.
That sucks. He's also a Man City guy. So he's a front runner.
Well, you get
so pummeled. There's something, and his team has not been deducted any points yet. My team, at least we got four back. So yeah, I could work up enough hate for Ross. It'll be tough. We'd shake hands afterward. We'd be friends afterwards, just like in a respectful boxing match.
I don't know who Ben Gary is.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either. Apparently he's a producer somewhere.
Okay.
You would definitely hate him. He's the University of Miami guy. From his LinkedIn page. You would definitely hate him.
Oh, I can't. That made it so he's got no chance.
you've actually got motivation now.
Tasmanian devil.
You got motivation now. Although you love a University of Miami guy in Zoe.
I love Zoe, but not the
University. He's a University of Miami guy, though.
Yeah, but he's not there anymore, so I can hate him again.
You hated the school when he was there.
Yeah, I hate him anyway. No, I just hate him because you like him. That's the only reason I hate
why?
Him.
Why is that something you're proud
because
of?
Because
I don't hate LSU because you have an affiliation with them.
That doesn't mean you don't have to do everything I do.
I know. So
why do you have to do everything I do?
I don't. Clearly. Why do you hate Miami? Because I like them.
Because
you hate me? Is that what you're saying?
It gives me pleasure.
Don't say.
To hate for you.
I don't want
to you. For you to have to be heartbroken at your team's losses.
I'm not heartbroken.
Gives me pleasure.
Mario Cristobal removed that emotion out of me. I'm not heartbroken anymore. But I think it's weird that you've decided to hate on something because I like it. Just a pure.
You can say it's weird. Okay.
People kind have of fetishes. Brand,
maybe
though.
That's mine.
You're just taking. And I don't want you ever to say it gives me pleasure when I'm involved
gives me
in the
pleasure.
Don't say that.
I didn't say.
You did say it.
All I said was it gives me pleasure. I didn't say it pleasures me.
It's the same thing.
No, is it the same thing?
Yes.
No, it's definitely
challenged
not.
Mentally.
Don't
mentally
do that. Nope. Don't do that.
Not one. After what's happened with Turkey.
Don't do that.
We are not doing
what
this.
What does Turkey have to do with being
just
challenged mentally?
You don't say because you just don't want. We just want to get through all this.
It's two different things, Del. To be pleasured. And
I noticed by about 9:15, everything really good. It starts off the rails, then it kind of levels out. The show does, and then it just really, really falls off the rails.
It's like
about
a weird second win. Where
yeah, I know. it is, and it's kind of for me sometime too, but really for John mostly. By the way, have you ever seen the show? I'm glad Art reminded me of this. Have you ever seen the show, the movie City of God? Have you guys seen that?
I've seen it, yes.
Those Brazilian kids, and by the way, City of God, there's the same characters. There's a TV show. It's based on a streaming show that was phenomenal on Netflix. It's the same one, Children of God or City of Men or something like that. There's another one. But those Brazilian kids and the favelas?
Yeah.
Would you? I'm not messing with them. If they came up and told me they wanted all the money, the little Brazilian kids and the favelas, you better give it up.
Oh, yeah. It's City of God. That's a good movie. That's good. We got a break in here. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here.
John Granato's showing up in a tank top with his Italian horn to kick Gary's ass. Are you going to be wearing your Italian horn?
You could use it as a weapon.
Wow.
The I don't Italian know what the horn. Odds are against. I don't even know who Ben Gary is. Never heard of him.
Ben Gary, Ben Ross?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a playoff of Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. That's well done, Dan, but we don't know. Nothing against them. We just don't know who I know Ross Villarreal. They've intentionally. This is like the bracket Madden. This is like the NCAA selection committee trying to do something goofy. They're matching me up with a friend of mine. This is bullcrap.
Right. They didn't match me up with a friend of mine. I don't know who he is. Never heard of him. But here's the deal is I have heard of MyBookie. And I don't know if you can find the odds for the Fight Club. I'm not sure if you can find it on MyBookie. Probably. I mean, because they got everything there. They got it's really, really, really cool. If you're somebody who likes to gamble, if you're like a Shohei's interpreter, okay, don't get that deep, okay? Control yourself. And you can control yourself. My bookie isn't going to let you do that. They're not going to let you get crazy. An illegal bookie will do that. He'll let you get way deep in there. My bookie is going to make sure that you have the funds that you're playing because you deposited first. Now, you make the deposit. And then they're going to match that plus, okay, 50% more. So you put in 200, they're going to give you 300 to play with, okay? 200, they're going to give you 300 to play with. A 500, 750 to play with. They are going to give you 50% on top of whatever you put in initially. And then there's bonus as well if you're just reloading. So everybody wins at mybookie.ag promo code. And you can stay within your own budget because you have to have that money to put in. Here's the deal. You like to play, win, and get paid. The NCAA tournament's here. You got to play. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Couldn't get a hold of him. Five Star didn't give us any winners today. We got the NCAA tournament. By the way,
It was my fault. He asked about coming on. I didn't see his message yesterday.
By the way, you've got an hour and a half to fill out a bracket. Go to ESPN975.com. Fill out your bracket. Absolutely free. Okay? You are going to play for free. Fill out your bracket and win prizes. There are great prizes. Great prizes on there. Okay. No, don't do it, Del. It's not Roughnecks. Okay.
You don't want me to do it?
No, I don't want you to do it. I'm not their voice anymore. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Why aren't they bringing you back?
I'm extremely disappointed in this.
Did you put in for it again? Did you let them know you wanted to?
Yeah.
The Rock doesn't know you.
The Rock doesn't know me. No. The Rock is disappointed. I'm not voting for him for president now. He will be our president someday. The Rock.
Not after those shots he took at
John Morant.
John Morant. You'll lose Tennessee.
Well, that's okay. I think you can still win. You can lose Tennessee.
Is Tennessee a swing state?
No, it is not.
No. Anyway, go to ESPN975.com and play, win, get paid. Play, win, get paid.
Click here to register. Couldn't be easier.
Fill out your bracket and let's go.
You're going to do it anyway. You're going to do a bracket. Just get a free one. It's a free one. Just knock it out. Bing, 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 and you got a chance to win a bunch of prizes.
Knock one out. Let's go. 713-780-37. Uh-oh. PD is here.
713-780-3776. PD, we haven't had PD for a while.
I know. What up, PD?
Hey, man, that girl's name was Darla.
Yeah, Darla. Yeah, cool. From the Little Rascals. That's right.
You know, you talk about turkey. You remember that movie called Midnight Express?
Yeah.
Bum, 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 that guy, bum, bum, bum. And then he ended up getting AIDS in real life.
Well, I didn't know about all that. I just know that he tried to. Did he do that on purpose? Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, he did it on purpose.
He was trying to get some hashish out of there.
Yeah, I remember that movie. Didn't look fun. And there's another movie, Broke Down Palace, that also had
where these two girls got caught trying to get stuff out, and they ended up in a prison. And one of them had like a bug in her ear laying eggs, but that's neither here nor there.
One time I tried to fly on an airplane with some DC powders.
How'd that go?
I almost went to jail, but...
But it's just headache powder, PD.
Because it was in Deer and Landers. If you put aspirins in your belly button, it'll fix air sickness.
What now?
But we didn't have any aspirins. Yeah, I used to read those sisters, Deer and Landers.
But you had Deer to crush them up?
No, it was BC powders. We didn't have any aspirins.
And so you put that in your belly button, and somehow they found it?
Yeah, I was setting off the metal detector.
What? How?
Wait a minute, what?
I had put some duct tape on my belly button.
Duct tape,
and I
PD.
Thought that's what it was, but it was actually a pin.
And so they pull up the duct tape, and there's a bunch of powder in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was...
Test it for cocaine?
You're up there with Shohei giving a bookie $4.5 million in a wire transfer.
Oh, yeah, listen to this. Last night, I got to go get a new tire. I ran over, you know what these police spike things are?
Yep.
I hit one last night.
Oh, man. Wow. You hit police spikes. How did that happen, PD?
They had the police spikes out. Out and I ran over one of them.
Well, usually they do that for people who are running from the cops.
Yeah. I got hung up in a deal. They were chasing some other guy. And then they didn't pull him all the way. They got him, but then I kind of pulled over before they got the rest of the spikes pulled up. And then it went.
These things only happen to you. All four tires, PD?
No, just the right front. And
he only ran over one.
The cop was right there, and I talked to him. I said, hey, man, what am I going to do? But it was bald anyway. I was going to go do that tomorrow, but I'm going to do it today.
See if you can get the city to pay for your tires then.
Well, what I did was I said, look at my face to the cop. I said, I need you to remember this face and... You know, maybe do me a solid down the road someday. If, you know, I get jammed up.
Yeah, look at this face.
So, I'm always thinking, you know.
No, I know. I know you are. Well, good, PD. Well, listen, thanks for that. Thanks for giving us Darla's name. And thanks for telling us the time that you put that you had BC powder, a white powdery substance, in your belly button with duct tape over it at an airport. Because that seems... That seems normal.
Yeah, you know, it was supposed to be for air sickness.
He got caught up with that pin in his pocket, though. He would have been fine if he didn't leave the pin in his pocket.
Yep. Well, if you didn't set up the metal detector, you'd have been fine, too.
Now, he informed us he had to go.
Yeah, that's his move.
That's it, yeah. What about Marvin Harrison Jr. not working out yesterday?
He already said he wasn't going to the combine. He said, I'm not running. I'm not working out for the combine. He said, I'm not going to work out for the combine. I'm not working out for a pro day. I'm not working out. I'm only getting ready for the football season.
What do you make of all the Texans, most of the Texans staff being at Texas's pro day?
Why would they be at Ohio State?
Yeah.
If the top guy, are you going to look at that slow linebacker, Tommy Eichenberg? Are you going to look at Cade Stover? You already saw him, a tight end. I mean, Texas has Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, Tavondre Sweat, Byron Murphy.
Jonathan Brooks.
Like, these are every one of those guys that probably a top two-round guy.
Did we find out anything about Jonathan Brooks? Was he better?
No. Well, it was a clean tear. So I know his agent. I've talked to his agent. And, of course, his agent said it's a clean tear. But medically, as long as he passes, he'll be ready to play this year.
I like him.
I do, too. I think he's the best running back.
When's he going?
I think second. I don't know how the knee. I think second. I think he and Jalen Wright are the top two running backs.
Would you do that 42nd now that you extended?
Nah, not with the extension. No. I wouldn't.
59th?
I would have considered, you know, I might consider it. I've got them taking a running back in like the third or fourth. I could see them looking at Ray Davis from Kentucky or Will Shipley from Clemson, who's kind of a does, you know, he's a, they would compliment. Ray Davis could be a backup
a backup three-down running back, and Will Shipley would be a complimentary running back slash pass catcher. So, yeah, I could see them looking right. My guess is they won't look running back until day three. If they draft a running back, it'll be third day. One of the two fourth-round picks, or maybe even to a fifth-round pick. And in that offense, historically, you can find running backs that don't have to be first three-round picks. So, but Jonathan Brooks, to me, man, really talented running back. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we've had about 16 hours or so of people reacting to things on the show. The Longwood Lancers, their official account, has jumped into the chat.
Huh.
Because of Jared's joke about you think Longwood falls flat on Friday, they'll probably end up playing soft. Longwood saw it.
So Longwood's searching their own name.
Searching their own name because Jared didn't at them at all. 7 out of 10 joke, 1 out of 10 on the content. I'm not sure what that means. But the Longwood Lancers have chimed in.
Wow. So now the University of Houston's, their first round foe is now jumping in.
Is that bulletin board material for Longwood Lancers?
Well, no one from an official Houston account said it. It was just...
No, I know, but Houston's making fun of them.
Like, maybe.
The city is making fun of their name.
Maybe that...
The Longwoods.
That will upset them. I don't know. But somehow, some way, the Longwood Lancers are now part of the show.
Huh. Did not expect that to happen either.
We're offending everybody, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're indiscriminate.
Yeah, I just went through my latest mention and...
We didn't do that. That was a listener.
Yeah, that was a listener.
I know, but it was because of this show.
Yeah. And someone named @Deeksa414 is not thrilled with me. Besides calling this show trash ass, maybe he's heard me talk about you. Maybe that's where he got the name, that particular phrase from. He called me a bitch ass MF-er for these comments. So,
oh, wow.
But he appears to use that word a lot. Like, he quote tweets stories and calls a lot of people bitch.
Yeah, that's so kind of his thing.
It's his thing, yes.
Yeah.
Boy,
I was also found out that we are low IQ xenophobic Americans who got our education from McDonald's, one guy said.
I did see that.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good one.
I didn't get my education from McDonald's.
I got mine from Pizza King.
And I responded to the guy and said, actually, Dell got his from Pizza King.
We used to hang out at Burger King in high school. So I don't know what this McDonald's crap is.
No, I'm not a McDonald's guy either.
No, it's Burger King. I got my education at Burger King. I mean, seriously. I got my education at Burger King.
You love the Charles Broiled? Did they have Charles Broiled back then?
No, that's always been there.
Always been there. They changed the fries, though. It really ruined them, if you want to know the truth.
That happened recently.
No, they did it a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And they used to be good. Never. McDonald's always beat them in fries, though.
Yeah. They've owned them in fries forever.
They're the king of fries.
Yeah.
Although, I've had some great ones. There's some other places.
I had the fries at Damaris last night.
Have you had the fries that are like battered and fried? They're the undisputed champs.
Well, that's what...
Battered French fries are the best.
Yeah, that's what...
Home fries, so they cut them into thick slices, and you're just eating a potato.
Wait a minute. Chick-fil-A fries or waffle fries are excellent.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, homemade. Oh, home style.
Home style fries.
Ah... They can be good.
They can, but you got to cook them a long time.
You
got to
cook them. Yeah, you got to cook them. You're right. A lot of them come out.
And then it's a steam. Then you're going to get your mouth burned.
Yeah. Well, so this whole McDonald's got my education there is stupid. It was at Burger King.
You're offended by that assertion?
I am offended by that. Stupid. Jerks. Now, okay. Listen, Turkey, we insult everybody. Shohei caught it this morning. Okay.
Well, Shohei caught it because he's in trouble. Well, maybe. Well, he's not going to get
okay,
in trouble.
Okay, so this was said. Carton, you know him.
Craig Carton, yeah.
Craig Carton.
Went to prison.
Well, he said he's under possible investigation and suspension by Major League Baseball. Awful announcing put that.
How would he know that?
Right. But should he be? Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yeah, well, he should be under investigation. I wouldn't say suspension until you could link him to it. His name hasn't shown up on anything but wire transfers.
To an illegal bookie.
Well, there's that. Okay. But you have a fall guy. There's nothing you can do now.
But wait a minute. How can you say he stole when you were the one sending the money?
Well, that's the problem. That's where they screwed up.
Yeah.
They screwed up by saying that. If they'd stuck with, I was bailing him out, that was the best way to go.
Right. I mean, honestly.
Major League Baseball doesn't want to find anything out, John. Come on.
No. Major League Baseball is going to bury its head in the sand. They do not want. But from now on, Pete Otani, he's catching it here.
Yeah, that's the name we've landed on, right? Pete Otani.
Yeah. Pete Otani. I like Shohei Rose.
I know you do.
All right?
I know you do. It's what you started with.
It does sound like an old, like a 1920s name.
The problem with,
it was Shohei
the
Rose.
Problem with Pete Otani is you have to make sure you separate Pete and Otani because it sounds like Pete Otani.
No.
Now, see.
This is what I'm clarifying.
I now, mean, you're not clarifying. Yeah. I am
clarifying.
It does need to be said.
Pete
yeah.
Otani.
Are there more Shingun fans or Otani fans out
Probably
there?
Probably Otani fans. I'm saying we got to make sure if we're going to go with Pete Otani that we have a little separation between the two names because if you say it quickly, it's going to sound different than what we mean. And I don't want to have any
Otani.
Confusion Otani. About what we're saying because we saw how it got us in trouble yesterday.
Right. Right. No. For sure we don't want to get in any trouble anymore. That's it. We're done. We're done getting in trouble around here. There's not going to be any more trouble for any of us.
Yeah. Wait till tomorrow.
Houston Powder Coaters. Oh, yeah. We're going to be at Nick's place tomorrow. And please get to our website and fill out your bracket. Absolutely free. My daughter asked. She's in Oklahoma City. Can she fill it out? Yes. Yes, you can, sweetie. Go. Have Charlie fill it out. She's going to have Charlie fill it out. Good. Let Charlie fill that one out. Houston Powder Coaters is what I'm talking about right now. Love Houston Powder Coaters. You'll love Houston Powder Coaters. You'll love Robin. You'll love what she does for you. Houston Powder Coaters is going to take care of your furniture. Listen, they don't make furniture like they used to. Oh, really? Yeah, really. Because the steel is not nearly as good as it was, let's say, even 10 years ago, 5, 10 years ago. It's not as good. I mean, they're making it cheaper. Really? Really? They're making stuff cheaper now? Yes. They're making stuff cheaper now. So you want to keep that furniture that you had. You want to turn it into furniture that looks like your baseball team or your football team or your NBA team. You want your furniture out in the backyard to represent. Or when you bring it out to the game, you're bringing furniture out to your tailgate. You're going to be the cool kids on the block when you show up with those Texans colors or Astros colors or whatever, Rockets colors, whatever. You're going to be, or University of Houston colors, Texas colors, A&M colors, all of it. You're going to be the cool kids. Everybody's going to want to sit in your lawn chairs because they're going to be the best. And Houston Powder Coaters can do that. They can fix all the straps and slings and everything else that's involved. They are the best. Free pickup and delivery. Houston Powder Coaters is taking care of all of your powder coating needs. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back. News of the Weird right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right. A Georgia couple says a company stole their sex dominoes. Do you have sex dominoes?
What does that mean?
They say a company was moving company was helping him pack his house up. They had sex dominoes. Apparently, the sex dominoes they were on do they direct you to do stuff if you're playing dominoes? They direct you to do things. Is that what sex dominoes are? Dell, you got sex dominoes at home?
No, I don't have any.
You don't have any sex dominoes?
No.
Well, see, I don't know. This doesn't explain exactly what it is. Do you feel like a moving company should be able to steal your sex dominoes? Lance?
No, I don't want them to steal anything.
No?
Never mind. I've got a story about theft of someone's personal stuff in a move, but it's not what I want to say on the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Russian district called an election recount. Someone actually got more votes than Putin in a district in Russia. This is not going to go well for that district.
No.
Wow.
Who did this? If I'm somebody at the district, it's like, it wasn't me. Which one of you idiots were doing this? Do you want to get poisoned or fall out of a house?
A Putin rival was recorded as having more votes. That is that's a bad look for your district.
I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't want that at all.
Apparently, there is a bakery in Utah that is trying to obtain a liquor license, but they can't because they're too close to a
school.
Nope, a pyramid.
A pyramid?
A pyramid.
Where is this?
Apparently in Utah. Apparently there is a pyramid church that specializes in modern mummification.
And so they can't do it?
They cannot have a liquor license because they're too close to the mummification pyramid. Wow.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? Here's in an ironic twist. An Iranian official calls to expel Israel from the Women's Rights Conference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure Iran and the Women's Rights Conference. I'm not sure.
It's just going to be a tough step.
I don't know that you're supposed to be telling everybody that who can and can't come, Iran. I don't know. I just sit this one out.
Yeah, maybe so.
A school apologizes for assigning fifth graders to pretend to be white slave owners.
Oh, they were doing this again? How many schools have to continue to do this?
I mean, Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
Guys, just teach the course. Don't try to make it interactive or experiential. Just teach whatever the topic is. And maybe don't... Okay, we're going to do some role-playing. That always ends with suspensions and firings.
This happened in Chicago, and I feel like this is the last place this should happen. A federal judge ruled that illegal immigrants can possess guns under the Second Amendment. I don't know. Wasn't that law written for American citizens?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently if you're in America, even if you're not supposed to be, we hand you a gun. Here's your gun. I don't know that we're handing them out, per se.
I don't think
we got a problem handing out guns to people who are legally here.
Yeah.
Let's not add another layer to our issues right now.
Right. Hey, the Cambodian Prime Minister has banned musical vehicle horns. He's trying to deter dancing in Cambodia. Do you feel like it's a real threat to the Cambodian society?
Look, I don't know the Cambodian contingent.
What is that?
Is that getting played in Cambodia?
I don't know.
That sounded like the Seinfeld.
Well, okay. You cannot have the Seinfeld horn if you're in Cambodia.
No.
Man, I don't know. A woman was hospitalized after she says a Bath and Body Works car freshener exploded in her face. Have you ever had anything explode?
Run it back. Let's get out of here.
Run it back.
You want to ask a different
After
question?
After what happened with Turkey yesterday.
Have you ever had?
You're going to start making these crazy jokes
Bath
also.
Bath and Body Works car freshener?
Yeah, do that. Be more specific.
Yeah. Don't take the cheap way out, John Gallagher.
Look how pleased with himself he is.
I kind of knew what I was going to ask when I saw that story, but that's all. All right, we're done. The Black Dexter Show is next right here.
See, people, this is what we deal with.
What?
When you take offense to things, I just got called Black Dexter, and I don't care. He called me a black murderer.
Serial killer.
No, serial
killer.
Did.
Serial killer.
Lance did, actually.
Was that you that said that?
I don't want to say right now at this particular juncture.
Just say no.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That was the internet did that.
The internet's bad.
Yeah.
The internet is bad for people.
The internet did most of this
stuff. The internet is bad for you.
I just looked at my phone because, you know, sometimes you got to protect your peace of mind. And I looked at it and I've got 20-something follower requests. What happened yesterday? Why people want to follow me?
Oh, everybody looks.
No.
No. No, they don't.
His thing is locked. And I asked somebody, I said, didn't you read Dell's apology? Why are you not accepting it? And this guy goes, he is afraid and coward because he will not unlock his thing.
Like, I'm not here for this. I'm just trying to watch X-Men 97 that came out yesterday. I don't want this.
By the way, I heard Cabrini is a great, great movie. It's about a woman who comes from Italy and actually changes America. You know, Cabrini Green was named after her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's Project this movie? Is it out right now?
It's out right now. Yeah,
in theaters?
We're going to go see it tomorrow.
That's weird. I haven't seen a movie in a theater for like 3 years.
Yeah. We're going to go see it. Time for Hoops, Sporting Goals, and Equipment. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. That's what it's called now. ProDunk.com. It's the place to get your goal. I've talked about this. Now, the NCAA tournament is here. You know the kids are going to be watching that, right? They love the NCAA tournament. And you know what they're going to want to do, Dad? They're going to want to go out and play. And it might inspire them to become basketball players, which means that you don't have to pay for college. You know what's the best? When you don't have to pay for college. I experienced that. It wasn't what the pro. But you know what? Here's the deal. Your kids want to be athletic. They should play everything. And even if they're a baseball player, get a goal so that they get other abilities. Get a goal that you can raise and lower. Get a goal that they can be athletic and dunk, because you can lower the goal to about 5 feet. And even your short kids, they can dunk. You're looking for the best way to have the kids outside playing. They're going to love the Pro Dunk. They're going to love the Pro Dunk goal. Your wife will love it because it's great. You'll love it because the kids are playing. Everybody's going to love it. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.